First up, though, great to have a chat to Tony Pike, who's got the Bostonian, who absolutely flies this time of year when he hits Brisbane and the winter sunshine. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Gee, he's a horse that loves racing in Queensland, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly goes to another level over here, Michael. He obviously loves the place. Very good last year, and obviously it was a great win first up in the 10,000, so can't complain with his performances here in the Sunshine State.
Well, he was phenomenal in the 10,000, winning at a big price, and we expected him to head to the Stradbroke after that, but we get to see him in another Group 1 on Saturday, the Kingsford Smith. When did you decide to back him up again in the Kingsford Smith, and what was the reasoning behind that?
Oh, look, he was always nominated for the race. Obviously, with his fresh record, there's consideration given just to going straight to Stradbroke. Michael Carl came and rode him on Tuesday morning, galloped on the course proper at Eagle Farm, and it was an outstanding piece of work. We had a discussion with Michael and the owners after that piece of work on Tuesday. And, look, you know, 4 weeks is a long time in racing. A lot can go wrong. So while the horse was going well, as good a form as that he's in, it's a hard race to turn down on Saturday.
He's got a great strike rate, 8 wins from 15 starts. And you mentioned that first up record. He's 5 from 5. Do you think he's taken much improvement? It sounds like he has out of the 10,000.
I actually went home after the 10,000 and hadn't seen him for a week. I flew back on Monday for track work on Tuesday. And, just physically his coat had improved. He'd held his condition well. And, his work on Tuesday was exceptional. So probably has improved a touch from that fresh up run. He was still a little bit woolly in the coat when he came over, but that's really improved since he's been here. And just seems a really happy horse at the moment. So, he just seems to thrive over here. And, it's a $700,000 Group 1 race on Saturday, so it's nothing to be sneezed at.
He's had such a great record at Doom, but his first look at Eagle Farm. We can't wait to get back to racing at Eagle Farm on Saturday. How do you think he'll handle the bigger circuit?
Oh, look, I think that'll be fine. He's probably drawn a touch awkwardly in 11, but there looks to be plenty of speed drawn outside him as well. So, look, if he can get across just in behind the speed somewhere with cover, I don't think the Eagle Farm track will hold any worries. And obviously he had his first feel of it on Tuesday morning, and felt fantastic, Michael said. So, looking forward to getting back to Eagle Farm. It's been a while, so I'm sure there's a lot of trainers out there that'll be in the same boat.
Well, he's not your only hope, because you've got Endless Drama as well, a horse we know well in Australia. He used to be trained by Chris Waller. He actually finished 5th in this race last year. He's coming off a Group 2 win over in New Zealand, so he's obviously been going well. How's he made the trip back over to Australia, and do you think there's much between him and the Bostonian?
Oh, look, he's an old hardened campaigner. Obviously, he's a 7-year-old stallion. He's got a great temperament for a stallion, and probably just a change of environment back in New Zealand. Obviously, Chris brought him over for a Group 1 race at Otaki. It was very wet that day, and he didn't perform very well. But, we sort of changed a few things with him back in New Zealand. Obviously, we've got a bit more space than they probably do at Rose Hill. So, those old horses have changed. We've seen often improves them, and his last start win was very good. He's travelled over in great order. I can't fault him. His trial on Tuesday at Doomben was very good. And, apart from the barrier draw, I thought he'd be a nice each-way chance on Saturday. But we're going to have to go a long way back from that cape. And as long as they go hard, he'll be hitting the line strongly, and that's going to set him up nicely for the Stradbroke in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's drawn the extreme outside, which is unfortunate for him. It's an intriguing race. We've got the 2-year-old who gets in with just 48 kilos. We've got Home of the Brave, Trekking. Where do you see the Bostonian's main danger?
Yeah, look, it's a very open field this year. Probably the market sort of suggests that as well. So, obviously, the Cummings horses are flying. He's had a great season, so both of those will be hard to beat. Obviously, he's a little bit like us. One's drawn well, one's drawn wide. So it'll be interesting to see how the race pans out. And obviously, he's a 2-year-old throwing them there. Obviously, don't see many 2-year-olds running at weight for age. So it's going to be a very interesting race. And, there's probably any number of 6 or 8 chances, winning chances in the race.
Well, he won as a bolter last start. You confident he'll win again on Saturday?
Oh, look, I think he's going to go close. He'll run extremely well. He just looks too good in himself. So, if he gets a bit of luck from that barrier, then he'll be right in the finish.
And he does so well over the winter in Queensland. Have you got designs to head to Melbourne during the spring?
Look, that's an option. We'll just get to the end of the Queensland Carnival, obviously, and just sort of assess where he finishes up, obviously, racing-wise. If he happens to win one of his next 2 starts, and probably handicap racing is going to be pretty tough for him. So, we'll just assess him after the Queensland Carnival, and know, whether we look at Melbourne or possibly head home and maybe Sydney a bit later on.
Good luck on Saturday, Tony.
Thanks, guys.